Okay. Hello, guys. Hi again. Welcome to the third episode of my podcast. Today's episode is going to be a little bit of a controversial slash debatable slash just kind of something that might lead people to feeling certain ways or evoke certain unpleasant emotions. And I understand that. And I challenge you to, if you are feeling that way, continue to listen. Maybe educate yourself, maybe, you know, figure out why it is and self-reflect upon why it is that perhaps you are feeling in certain ways, especially if you're a girl with a lot of emotions or certain things kind of get to you at a very fast rate. I encourage you to continue listening and maybe self-reflect as to why it is that you're feeling the way that you are. And maybe it's not me with a certain opinion or that person in your class you don't like or whatever it might be with the opinion. But it actually might be you. It might be a reason within yourself or an insecurity within yourself that is causing you to basically let your emotions control you rather than listen to my words. So I just wanted to kind of declare that, say that very quickly, before I start speaking to begin with. This topic is going to be why women hate each other. To be frank, why girls hate each other, why girls don't seemingly get along. I recently had somebody say to me, you know, I noticed that with dudes, it's like if we don't get along, we still talk, we can still be in the same room, we kind of just mind our business, and we don't really say anything about disliking each other. We just respect one another and keep our thoughts to ourselves. But with girls, it's like they're so obvious and they have to show when they don't like another girl. And that women just like hate each other. Women don't get along, and that's why they always want to be friends with guys. They always want guy friends because girls always start drama. And when he said this to me, I was like, that is honestly scary accurate. It's very true. It's very true. And in this podcast episode, I'm going to tell you why it is true. At least from my perception, my own personal experience, maybe share a couple sentences or so of certain things that have happened to me in certain times of my life and why it is that really it's true. Girls tend to not get along. Girls tend to dislike one another. Girls can't just be fake like guys can and be around one another. They always have some type of secretive underlying motive to talk shit on you behind your back or to be nice to your face, but then, you know, oh, you're still a pretty girlfriend to invite to the club to make the group bigger, or, you know, buy a round of drinks for everybody so that we don't have to pay that round of drinks, or still be in the picture because we want a big group of pretty bad bitches in our Instagram picture. But secretly, I don't like you. You know what I mean? And that was not, that's not a direct at anyone, by the way. That's never actually happened to me, unless it did and I didn't realize. But for the most part, that's just a very, very common thing that happens to girls nowadays. And I'm going to tell you why it is. So again, I'm sorry if anything upsets you or makes you feel insecure or some type of way, but it's just fact. It's just a lot of these things are facts. And the more that we understand fact, the more that we can avoid or get rid of or help ourselves in these challenges. So here we go. Why girls don't like each other? Why women don't get along? So from my perception and also my own personal experience as a very feminine girl, who likes having girlfriends. I love guy friends too. Since I was a kid, there's always been kind of an equal. It's like when you go through your middle school ugly phase, I was always that friend that had a lot of pretty girlfriends, and like everyone liked my best friends growing up. And I didn't like go into my, you know, glow up or whatever the term is into my appearance until college. And so therefore I've always been around both guy friends and girlfriends, and I've noticed throughout my life a very big difference. When I'm hanging out with male friends, I never have to, and this is like even to this day, I'm not even talking about me as a kid, that's just kind of when it started. Ever since then, I've always had roughly an equal number of male and female friends, or maybe like a few more female friends, and that's about it. But it's relatively equal. And what I find myself feeling is that I never have to think about what it is that I'm saying. When I'm talking to a male friend, I don't have to think about what it is that I look like, what it is that I'm saying, my opinions. I'm never afraid that if I say something in the wrong tone or the wrong way, or I text without an emoji, whatever it might be, that suddenly the friendship is going to end up in some type of drama. I never, 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 never for one second feel that way with male friends, that I have to think about what I say, think about what I'm wearing, what I'm doing, and it just feels a lot more relaxed. Even if it is the exact same thing that I'm doing with a female friend, like I'm, you know, sitting and having drinks or watching TV or like just bullshitting, or even just like out, you know, like out at a bar or out at getting food, whatever it might be. Any activity that I do with a male friend that I do with a girlfriend, I notice with male friends, I don't have to think for one second about what I'm doing or be very aware of my own behaviors. With female friends, I do notice myself constantly. It's very subconscious. And I think that if you're any girl in this world, you are probably agreeing with me. Whether you're aware of it or not, when we're around our girlfriends, we are very aware and conscious of why we look the way that we do, why we're wearing certain clothes, why we, you know, do certain things, say certain things, the same way that we speak. We have to be a little bit more delicate. We have to be a little bit more cautious of other people's feelings. We think that if we do or say the wrong thing, then the girl isn't going to like us anymore. If we, you know, post a certain photo on Instagram that maybe makes the girl feel a certain way, or, you know, like girls judge each other. Girls freaking judge one another. They judge you on your appearance. They judge you on your makeup. They judge you on your body. It's what it is. I'm so sorry to say, but it is what it is. Girls judge you on your looks. Girls judge you on your presentation. Girls judge you on your political beliefs. Girls judge you on the things that you post online. Girls, they might pull this very feministy, like, love your body and post yourself and be proud. They might say that, but when you're actually doing it, In a lot of girl, I would say argue most, and most girls' opinions, they're going to get slightly annoyed. They're going to feel a certain way that you're posting Instagram model looking photos. It's going to kind of create a little bit of a rise in their emotional state in some way. That's why I am very, very selective with female friends, because personally, I can just downright say I don't give a shit. Like, I literally don't give less of a fuck. Like, I'm almost... A guy friend of mine recently told me that I'm unusually direct. So, like, if I don't like you, I will genuinely just, like, you'll know. Like, I won't follow you. I won't talk to you. If I don't like you, I don't like you. I mean, unless it's been, like, many years or, like, something that kind of is normal. You go about your separate ways. But if I deliberately, like, don't talk to you and we used to be best friends, or we, like, you fucking know that I have a problem with you. I won't follow you on social media. I won't look at your shit. I won't like your pictures. I won't look at your stuff. I won't support you. That's just the way that it is. But if I am supporting you, I like that, whether I'm direct about it or not, like, you don't have to question it. Because, like, a lot of people think, for example, a lot of people think that it's a really serious thing whether or not someone likes your pictures. Girls take very, whether they admit it or not, they take it very personally if a girlfriend of theirs does not like their Instagram photo. Or does they, like, I've had girls directly text me and ask me to like their pictures because they want more likes. They pay attention. And I'm just like, bitch, I go on Instagram maybe twice a day because I don't care to see the same Kylie Jenner look-alike carbon copy looking exactly the same with the same makeup, with the same face, the same style, the same everything. Therefore, I go on Instagram probably twice a day. I don't look at it. I don't care for it. And so girls, really, they notice that you're not online. They notice you're not looking at it. And I say all that to say this: most girls are not like me, having the intention of, oh, I just didn't see it, or I didn't pay attention, or I didn't, honestly, like, I didn't care for the photo. Like, it didn't mean anything to me that I needed to like it or like show support. Like, it's nothing personal. I just don't have a reason to be on there, or I wasn't online or whatever. But going back to women hating each other, not getting along, a lot of people specifically don't like certain people's pictures or specifically don't talk to you because they want you to figure out that they're secretly feeling a certain way about you, and they will not be direct. They will not be direct about what it is that the problem is. And so you're left there confused. I'm not talking about anyone in particular. I'm talking about just girls in general. Girls are left there not knowing what they did wrong or why the girl didn't like them or why they suddenly stopped liking all their pictures, why they suddenly stopped texting them, like whatever it might be, right? And so I say all that to say this. What I have come to understand is that girls don't like each other, don't get along for two specific reasons. It's one or the other, or it's both. Jealousy and effort. That's basically the way that I can put it. And I will dive into the effort thing in a little bit, because that's kind of like the best way that I can put it is effort, just effort. So I'm going to go into that, but that's what it is. Girls don't get along due to either jealousy or effort or both. So I'm going to get into that. So essentially, the reason why men, in my perception, are able to not like each other and still get along and still act kind of like fake nice but still have a good time, it's not even like they're like, oh, fuck, I hate that guy. They're genuinely just still having fun, but they secretly aren't the biggest fan. The reason why is because men are conditioned to be confident and secure, and women are conditioned to be insecure. So when you're doing anything under the umbrella of what is not acceptable or what is not expected, then clearly people are going to have a problem with you. That's just the way that it works. Or even their perception of what's acceptable and what they want in their lives, they're not going to like you, or they're not going to want to hit you up, or they're not going to want to talk to you because you're doing something away from, against their personal social norm. And so But at the same time, with men, if they are hanging out around a dude and he happens to not be the most confident person, or he happens to not be, you know, like the rest of the dudes, he's kind of like the oddball out or like whatever it might be, and I've seen this firsthand, it never, ever results to drama. It's never that a guy is jealous of another guy and then they fight it out. It's literally just, okay, what do I need to do in order to become secure with myself? What is the logic here? What is the reason that I'm upset here? I've seen it with my own two eyes. I've been in groups of people where we've gone out in like a large group of girls and guys, and I've seen that certain guys won't approach girls and they'll stand there feeling awkward, and their guy friends are going and like making out with some girl in the club or whatever it might be. Like I've seen it happen. And I noticed that there's never any problems. And the reason why, it's because men are taught to be secure. So when a guy is insecure or a guy is unhappy with his current state of personality or life or confidence, whatever it might be, he is taught to fix it. He's taught to become just like everybody else in that group or whatever it might be, or to just become better and improve himself. And with women, it's the entire opposite. With girls, we are conditioned to be insecure. We are conditioned to have very severe self-esteem issues. We're conditioned to hate everything about ourselves and to, this kind of sounds fucked up, but biologically, evolutionarily speaking, to search for our security in men. That's really what it is. I mean, unless you are gay or not attracted to men. If you are a straight girl, you're expected to find your confidence and your security within a husband and reproduce, and that's it. And that's really the way that it is. Therefore, if you are around a girl who goes against that and is comfortable with herself, what do? You fucking don't like her. You don't like her because she's not doing what she's not supposed to do, but she's been conditioned to be. And so that goes into the effort and jealousy thing. So with effort, men are taught to put in effort. Men are taught to improve themselves. If you're unhappy with your appearance or your personality, or you feel like you don't get as many bitches as you could, whatever it might be, you're taught to put in effort. Girls are not taught to put in effort. Girls are not taught to try harder. Girls are not to, I mean, they kind of are in some ways. Like, what I'm referring to right now in my mind is like the body positivity shit. Like, to put in effort and to feel comfortable. But that doesn't actually do anything. It's just, you're not actually changing yourself. You're just being taught to put a mask on. You're just being taught to conceal your feelings instead of fixing yourself. You know? And so when you see a girl who puts an effort, when you see a girl in high school wearing heels and looking, you know, put together, or her makeup's done, or her hair's done, or she has a lot of friends and she's popular and she's cool and every guy wants to go to prom with her, like whatever it might be, you know, you see a girl put in a lot of effort in her academics, in her personality, in her looks. If she's hot, if people know she's hot, what the fuck do you do? You don't like her because she's putting in the effort that girls are taught not to do. And same thing with jealousy. The reason I want to talk about effort first is because jealousy is kind of the underlying thing that happens consequently after someone puts in effort. Jealousy. What the fuck do you do? How do you feel when you are seeing someone do something that you are not doing? And that's a very simple way to put it. If you are seeing someone do something that you want to do yourself, you want yourself for your own identity, but that person has it now and you don't have it, how do you feel? A little bit jealous. Jealousy. That's what it is. I don't know how to say this other than in very simplistic language because it sounds harsh, it sounds mean. But it's what it is, unfortunately. If you see a girl who seemingly has everything that you want, you see a girl posting really hot selfies, you see a girl getting so much attention and so much praise, and you feel that she is considered a higher quality person in society than you are in some capacity, with her job, with her presentation, honestly, to be frank, how much money she makes, what she looks like. If people treat her well and seem to treat her better than they treat you, how do you feel? Jealous, angry, sad. You know what I mean? And like, I feel like as I speak about this, I feel like some people might be thinking I'm like subliminally talking about one person. I literally am speaking so generally. Like, nothing is really coming to my mind right now. I'm trying to use very simplistic language so it applies to everybody, especially girls listening to this. But it's really what it is. And it's really sad. And at the same time, though, like, it's not our faults. I feel like it's just conditioning. It's the way that we've been biologically conditioned. But what the problem with it is because we've been so heavily conditioned, we don't know how to uncondition ourselves a lot of the times from that learning. So, you know, that goes into why it is that, you know, if you're a girl, like, and you're listening to this, it's an unspoken thing that we don't say out loud. But the truth is, you care what your friends think of you. You care about your presentation. You care about looking hot. You can't, like, there are some friends who, like, now I'm starting to speak in the past, but be referring to certain situations, but there have been some friends in the past where I genuinely felt like, especially when I was a heavier person and I looked a lot different and I had different hair color, different face, different style, like, I felt where I can't hang out with them or I can't be around them without looking attractive. I have to have makeup on. I have to have, you know, lashes glued or whatever. At the time, I didn't wear lashes at all. But you understand what I mean? Like, I felt like I had to put in the most effort just to hang out with them because I felt like I was going to be secretly judged. And that's really, it's what it is. Girls judge each other. Girls want to be friends with what it is that they want to be themselves. That's pretty deep. It's true. Girls want to be around and hang out with people that they want to be like. They want those qualities. It's kind of like, even in movies and shows like Mean Girls, when you have that hot group of girls and who are considered the cool people, it's like, well, maybe not in Mean Girls, because they were kind of like the the adversity that you stayed away from. But for the most part, you want to be friends with those cool people in school. You want to be invited to the parties. You want to be with attractive, good-looking people. It's because you want to be that way yourself. And you're going to get more opportunity if you're around people who exhibit what it is that you're searching for deep within. And it's really true. It's something that we are not consciously aware of. I forget the term in psychology. There's a, it's like something hypothesis, M hypothesis. It starts with an M. It basically means when you see qualities that are good in somebody and then presume, it's very simplistic language. You see good qualities and therefore you think that there are more good qualities about that person because you've already liked them in some way. So you presume that there's more to like. That's kind of what it is. You see that they're pretty, so you think, okay, because they're pretty, that must mean that they're cool. That must mean that they're popular. That must mean that they'll invite me to cool things. That must mean that I'm going to become more well-known or more interesting or more fun or liked better because I'm around these people. That's really how girls think. We think that way from a very young age. From a very young age. Like, you know, even elementary school, middle school, like the pretty popular girls in like seventh grade that have the boyfriends. It's really how we're conditioned. We're conditioned to try to be better, to be hotter, to be thinner, to have better grades, better job, be like a high quality girl in society. And so when you see a girl that already has that, most people are like, for me, I don't even think about it for 2 seconds. Like, I'm gonna be real with you. Like if I genuinely felt jealous or envious of somebody else, I would straight up admit it. Like, I'm just, again, I'm like unusually direct. But for me personally, I just take that as kind of, I remember my friend Kara said to me a couple months ago, she's like, Rochelle, you kind of think like a guy, like you think like a man. She said that to me in my car. And it's kind of true. I think of it as, what can I do? Because I want to be like that. I want to look like that. I want to make that much money or be in that. I want that. I want to be that way myself. So what can I do to improve myself? What can I do to get myself to that level that I now am happier? You know, I take it as like an intrinsic, well, in a way it's an external motivation, but for me it induces intrinsic motivation. It makes me want to better myself when I see other girls doing so well. Like, dead ass, like maybe that's going to sound a little bit like bullshit for some of you who are a bit more insecure and you tend to be like a jealous person, but for me I take it as like, what the fuck? Like, you're hot as hell. Like what kind of makeup do you use? Like, what brand of like eyeshadow is that? You know what I'm saying? Like, or like, what lashes are those? And I've had girls ask me stuff like that all the time. Like, oh my God, where do you get your nails done? Where do you, like, I remember being in like Carson City Club in Southside when I was 21, and I had a group of girls come up to me and like, they were plaster drunk, and two of them were like, oh my God, your makeup is so pretty, are those the $30 Lily lashes? Like, and I was just like, no girl, they're from eBay, I buy $10 lashes. Like, they cheap as fuck. So it's like, when that's the kind of vibe that I have when I see a girl like doing so well for herself, or is like really hot, or like just very in shape, I'm like, bitch, you are so slim, or like, I love your hair, I love, like, you're, you know, I'm proud of you. Like, that's just the way that I am. I never see anybody as threatening. I never see anyone as like better or worse than me. I'm just like, no, like, you're on your path, I'm on mine, and there's something about your path that I really admire, and I want to be more like that. That's just the way that I think. And I find that it's difficult for me. And I don't say this in a superior or better or whatever way. I just say it as fact. I find it difficult to connect with a lot of girls because a lot of girls don't think like that. A lot of girls, you know, think like the typical female mentality of, oh, she's hot, she's pretty, I hate her. I hate her. I don't like her. I can't relate to that. Like, for me personally, unless you do something so fucked, like so bad to me, I will just keep my opinions to myself. If I'm in a big group and there's somebody there that I don't like, I won't talk about it because it's not my right to talk about it unless they did something deliberately like horrible that I can't even stand to be in the same room as them. They're just like awful. But for the most part, if I have certain opinions, if I have certain things that I think that they might be disrespectful or they might be a little bit too entitled or a little bit too cocky, like when a girl's cocky, I genuinely don't care. I don't care. Like, I'm like, okay, like, that's your personality type, that's your attitude. For me, like, it just, it, nothing, in other words, the thing that I'm trying to say here is that girls need to learn that nobody is really better than you, that nobody is somebody to be jealous of or find to be a threat. Like, don't find any girls a threat. Even if I was literally, like, around Kylie Jenner or, like, someone who's just the hottest person ever, I wouldn't give a fuck. Like, I'm telling, I don't care. I'm just like, okay, bitch, like, yes, like, I love your fucking Fashion Nova outfit or whatever it may be. Like, let's go dance. Let's go have drinks. Like, I will never find other girls to be a threat because I don't give a shit. I don't care. There's nothing about you that is better than me. There's nothing about, like, I'm just gonna be admired because I would want to be like that too, or just as in shape as you. Like, I know body image is very sensitive for a lot of women, but, like, they'll be around a girl that's, like, very thin and very pretty and, like, way more in shape than they are, and, like, girls will just be self-conscious and mad. They'll just be mad. They'll be pissed because, like, you know, especially 21 plus, when you're in clubs, when you're in bars and people come up to your hot friend, that shit happens all the time to girls and starts, it's almost making me think of, like, some Jersey Shore type of thing. But, like, I've been in that boat where, like, people have come up to, I'm not trying to be whatever, entitled, superior. It's just fact. Again, I feel like throughout these podcasts, for those of you who don't know me at all or don't know me well, I'm probably going to have to keep repeating. Like, I'm not trying to be an asshole. It's just fact. Like, I've had times where people have come up to me, and then the people or person, I don't want to name any names or any identity, look really mad. They look really mad because someone came up to me and didn't come up to them. And then in that way, they are mad at me because they find me to be a threat, or they find me to be a threat to their self-esteem or whatever. And it's just, I don't understand that, because when me being myself shouldn't be a threat. Girls being themselves shouldn't be a threat. I wish that, I mean, I understand that it's almost impossible to change around a whole evolution of people. Like, we can't, we've been so conditioned for so long that it's so difficult to try to rewire the way that this works. But I wish that I could try to adopt into people's minds that girls can think the same way that men do in terms of, you know, I'm not just saying with, like, double standard stuff and sex and your body count doesn't matter if you have the same body count as a dude. Like, I'm not even talking about that kind of stuff. I just mean in the sense of putting in effort, fix yourself, try harder, do more. Like, no girl needs to be a threat to you. No girl needs to be someone that you're uncomfortable by. It's just the way that it is. And I think another topic that I would like to bring up, this is a little bit irrelevant from jealousy and effort. I think that those are by far the two things that cause girls to not get along. But I think that this is another subtopic of it. Is that girls don't admit when they're upset. Girls are so afraid of vulnerability. Girls are so afraid of their emotions, of being open, of being honest, that they want other people to figure out why it is that they're upset. And for me, I don't have the time for that. Like, I don't have the time for that. I don't, for instance, when girls, I recently had to make it very clear to some people in my life that when I type in certain ways, it's just the way that I type. I'm not angry at you. I'm not putting, you know, I don't know, in IDK form instead of I don't know, or putting okay instead of OKAY. I'm not doing that because I have this internalized fear of telling you that I'm mad, because if I tell you why I'm mad, then I'm going to look stupid, and therefore I just want you to figure out that I'm mad. No, if I put freaking okay, that means that I mean okay. If I put I'm mad at you, or I'm upset, or I am happy, I'm having a great day, whatever it is that I type is the same thing that I have to say over a FaceTime call or in person. But the problem with most girls, and in terms of why we seemingly can't get along a lot with one another, is they don't share how they actually feel. They're not open. They're not honest. They want you to figure it out. And for the girls who are very, like, on the other hand, they're very opposite. They're too much. They're too honest. It's almost like it's an attack on people. What happens is they don't understand that there's a spectrum and a boundary. So therefore, they just turn into an asshole, and they turn into almost like this social justice warrior of, you have to say everything right, you have to say everything perfectly, or else I hate you, or else we're going to fight, we're going to argue. It's like one or the other. Girls don't understand spectrum, they don't understand boundaries. They think they either don't say anything and let themselves be kind of rising up in emotion and such deep anger and being furious, but they don't say why they're mad, so then they just talk shit behind your back, or they just do it so much to the point that you don't even want to be around them, because they start a fight over anything. You know, for example, I mean, I don't know, maybe some of you haven't, luckily, very luckily, have not experienced times like that with girls, but I can think of, count on how, like, 15 hands of how many times that's happened to me with different people, where, you know, I remember like when I was 21 and I was in a car of like four people, and my one friend was plastered that night, very like drunk, more drunk than she typically is. And she was actually very funny. She was like goofy as hell that night. And I remember she was trying to go basically hook up or see or whatever, some kid that she had feelings for. I don't know what her motive was, but she was drunk as hell. And like, we even had like strangers, like girls and this one gay guy, and we were all like taking shots together. So we drank more than we typically did. So I was, and she was in the bathroom and I was holding her up, et cetera, et cetera. So I did not want her to go and be hooking up with this kid who doesn't, I don't know how to say this in a nice way, but it's just truth. He didn't have feelings for her anymore. He literally just used her for sex. It was very obvious, and she was very sad about him not opening her snaps, him not texting her back, him not Snapchatting her back. She would tell me all these things of how sad she was. So I didn't want her to embarrass herself and go to this kid's house. So literally all I did is whisper to our friend, "Don't worry about it. She's just drunk. Like, that's it." You know, she was literally thinking to drive her there, drive her to this party. I didn't want her to freaking embarrass herself. So that's literally all I said to my friend. "She's just drunk. Don't worry about it." And then, because this friend was so angry about the fact that I whispered about her, having no idea of what I actually said, she just remembered, "Oh, Rochelle whispered about me in front of my face." Instead of asking me like a normal human being and having that boundary and that spectrum of like, we can be honest with one another but not start a fight, she decided to cuss me out and tell me, "How could you talk shit on me in front of my face?" I was like, "Dude, I literally just said that you were drunk. That's it." And, you know, that's one of the many, many examples of the type of stuff that she would pull. I say that to say this, you know, I exemplify with that story to say this: girls don't know how to properly share their emotions. They don't know how to be honest. They think that it needs to be this catastrophic, big, dramatic deal of like, "I'm pissed at you. Like, fuck you, bitch." Like, it doesn't literally, like, maybe you can like have a fight for like 5 seconds, but then just be like, "Love you, boo. Love you. Go to bed." Like, even if it does turn into a fight, you move past it. You don't just act like it didn't happen, but still have anger and resentment toward that girl. No, you directly talk it out or argue it out or swear at each other for a second, be like, "Fuck you, bitch. I hate you." And then boom, you carry on with your goddamn life. And I struggle to find girls that know how to be like that. Like, literally, as I share that story, I'm thinking of the show Jersey Shore, because, you know, like, Sammy and JWoww and Snooki, like, fighting against each other. It was like two against one, and they were like fighting about the note, And then, boom, they talk it out on the couch and they're friends again. That's like an example from 2010 when social media didn't exist yet. And it was like Facebook was starting. Instagram wasn't a thing. Twitter just started. Nobody used Twitter. That was how it was back in 2010, 2011, 2009 even. It's like we were honest about why it is that we were mad. I remember I had the same best friends. I know I'm kind of banter, like going around a little bit, but I'm sharing these examples so that you guys truly understand where it is that I'm coming with these concepts. Like, I remember being in 6th, 7th, 8th grade. When I grew up, I went to the same school for 9 years from kindergarten through 8th grade before I moved. I moved areas and moved to the suburbs right after 8th grade. And I had the same best friends for years on end. You know how many times we had, like, throughout 9 years, we had stupid arguments here and there. I remember we had, like, in, like, 4th or 5th grade, we are, like, you know, two girls thought that we didn't like them, and then, like, there was this big drama for, like, a couple months, and then, boom, we're all fucking best friends again, and then by 6th, 7th, 8th grade, one of those two girls, she and I had this tradition where every Friday we hung out. We got frozen yogurt, we went to Sephora, we walked, and, you know, like, literally, that was one of my best friends. And at the time, this was the school drama in like 4th grade. It's like you move past it. You freaking are like, yeah, bitch, like, I'm sorry, that pissed me off that you did that. Or like, yo, that was kind of fake of you. And then you're friends again because what they did or what you did wasn't that big of a problem, wasn't that big of a deal to sacrifice a complete disconnect. But I'm learning and I'm noticing and I've experienced firsthand where due to all this social media of like, oh, they're not texting me, but they're watching my Snapchat story, they're watching my Instagram story, or they saw that I posted a new picture, but they didn't like it. Or like, it's all of this kind of Splenda but not sugar type of thing. Like, it's like a little bit of connection, but it's not the real thing. It's not the real connection. I heard that term in a psychology YouTube video where she was explaining, like, I forget like what the terminology was, but just how you can do certain things but have it not be real. And she was articulating that with YouTubers. She's a clinical psychologist. I watch a lot of her videos, and she was saying how people think that watching somebody through a screen is their friend. And it's a one-sided conversation. Watching a vlog of someone walking around is not your friend. It's a one-sided conversation. So I'm realizing that with female friends who don't know how to be direct, they take these little things and they twist it into this, oh my God, she didn't like my picture, so she hates me. Oh my God, she, like, I'm posting this photo and she probably doesn't like me anymore because I said this and this 2 months ago, and oh my God, now there's a problem. Instead of just asking, like, girl, I'm noticing that you're being kind of weird around me. Like, is something going on? Like, do you not like me anymore? What's happening? Like, girls just don't have the tools and the knowledge and the education, and to be frank, the self-confidence. They don't have the confidence to be deliberate about what it is that they need, their needs in their relationships, their needs with their friendships. And therefore, it's this constant cycle and circle of, like, you made one mistake, they made one mistake, so now it's the mistake is just piling and piling, and the circle continues, and you're friends, but you secretly have a problem with that person, and then one day it erupts, and then the girl doesn't even know what she did wrong because you never articulated it to begin with. You know, and keep in mind, I'm not talking about little, because, like, everyone has little pet peeves or little things that bother them or annoy them. Everyone has, like, little annoying traits. We all do. Nobody is perfect. Some people are too loud. Some people, you know, are, let's say, like, a little bit weird and awkward. Some people, like, we all have just, it's difficult to think of. Some people are really late, really early. Some people, you know, it's like we all have our own little, so I'm not even talking about the small intricacies of our personalities. I'm talking about mistakes. I'm talking about big things that have bothered us about people. And we don't know how to just argue it out for a second or to be honest about it for a second. We have to dislike that girl secretly from afar, but she has no idea. So she's just in the dark thinking that everything's fine. And then one day you erupt and then that friendship ends. I see it constantly. I even remember, I'll be real with you for a second. I even remember now when I was 18 maybe, 18 or 19. I remember my ex-boyfriend said something to me. We were talking about how like he and his best friend were friends since they were kids and it was a long-term childhood friendship. I remember he said something to me like, I've noticed that girls never have long-term friends. You guys always have to switch and change your friends. And it's fucking true, dude. Like, girls almost never have long-term friends. They never have a friend for many years at a time. And if, like, I had to, unfortunately, end a friend that I had for 4 years, 4 years of college, because all she was doing was drama, everything I did was wrong, everything, like, and I, again, I'm not trying to, like, talk shit on anybody here. This isn't about, supposed to be about anybody, but you know, I've experienced it myself where you're just being yourself. You're just being social or fun or making jokes, or you're just, you have the style that you have. You have the clothing style, the makeup style, the way that you interact and the way that you talk to people. And you just being you is a threat to some people. You just being you makes somebody go on their social media and write subliminals about you. You know, I remember even like, this is kind of personal to share, but it's whatever. It's real life. It can happen to me. You know, somebody that was one of my best friends for 4 years, and she had very low self-esteem, so she asked me to validate her and everything. Like, it was very evident she had very low self-esteem. Everything wasn't good enough. Everything, like, the way she would ask me to validate her clothing, her makeup, should I put on more highlighter, do these shoes look okay, does this email look professional enough, is it okay if I send it to this professor, everything always had to be dependent on somebody else and be validated and approved. She couldn't just do things without being approved. And so then whenever I was doing something that made her feel not approved, or I didn't validate her, even though I literally always did, I always validated that girl on any time she asked me to. You know, I was always honest with her. Even if like something I didn't agree with, or I whatever, I was always honest with her. She still had the right to, thought she had the right to go and write subliminals on Twitter saying that I threw her insecurities back at her. I made her feel insecure. I just wanted attention. Like, she had the audacity to do that to me when I was the kindest friend to her. I validated her in every regard. I'm not like trying to talk shit on anybody. I'm just sharing a story of like, sometimes with female friends, you just can't be right. Like, you're never going to be right in their eyes. There's always going to be something about you that they're not going to like. They're not going to like the way that you people love you. They're not going to like the way that people like your pictures. They're not going to like that people find you pretty or find you smart or show you love, because they want that love themselves, but they don't know how to put themselves in the position and to be open and get to know more people and be the way that they want to be. So therefore that goes into the effort and jealousy thing. They're not putting in effort. Therefore they're just sticking in this jealousy and hating their own friends. I even remember a girl I used to be friends with telling me that, I forget which family member, but a family member in her life told her throughout her childhood that your closest friends end up your closest enemies sometimes, if it's the wrong friend. And I never fully understood that when she would say it, because she said it quite often, and I never understood that term, and it's very true. And I think that it's not true with male friends. It's not true with guy friends. It's really only true with female friends, that girls unfortunately find one another a threat. They don't like one another. They're very secretive about the problems that they have with certain girls. And instead of just voicing it and being honest about it, they hide it and let it build up and build up and build up to the point that they are no longer friends. And that childhood friend that you had for, you know, 8 years or whatever it might be, or that friend that you did everything with for 1 year. For me, I've noticed that it lasts a lot of the time somewhere between 1 to 3 years. When I have a really close girlfriend and it ends, it's like by 3 years, the friendship ends. And the reason why is what I'm saying. It's like, there's something that's going on underneath that isn't being talked about, that isn't, and that's why guys tend to go to the physical violent side of things and they just fight it out. They're like, fuck, you took the bitch that I wanted. You fucked this girl and I liked her. Boom, you fight it out. That happens a lot of, I've realized, with athletes, with hockey players, with basketball players, some type of team, sports team, where they fight it out. Well, you're still my teammate and I fucking love you and I'd do anything for you. Boom. And then their friendship continues for life. They're friends almost for forever, basically for forever, With girls, we don't have that boom. We don't have that fuck you. We have that fuck you when the friendship is ending at the end and we don't talk ever again. And I don't know. I feel like every person is different. Every girl is different. Every girl functions and carries her dilemmas and problems in a different way. So I feel like some girls really might want to take the opportunity to be honest. And some girls like, you know, might be waiting for the other person in a way. Like they might be thinking that it's true, and then they're waiting for the other person to bring it up. And because that person never brought it up, then they just hate them even more. It's like no person is being direct. And sometimes when you're direct, this has happened to me a couple of times where I've been direct with a friend and literally never heard from them again, or heard from them years later or months later of them apologizing, being like, Rochelle, I'm so sorry. Like, I've missed you. Please be my friend. Basically, whether they deliberately say it or not, or they'll insinuate that they want to be my friend again. You know, I'm just thinking of that time that we were doing this, or, you know, and I understand what it is that they're trying to say, but sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes the damage is done. Maybe years later, I was talking to a friend of mine from grad school, and he told me that his friend did an awful thing to him. I'm not going to say what that is. And 7 years later, they didn't talk for 7 years. 7 years later, they're now good friends again. So I mean, in some ways, it's kind of like the damage is done. In some ways, you can reunite. Really depends on the people and the place that you're at mentally and whatever. Or if you miss each other hard enough. But for the most part, it's like girls get that boom, and then they never talk ever again. The friendship is done, and you spent every weekend with that girl. You did everything with that girl. You know, like, you went to her for everything. You FaceTime her for everything. She FaceTime you for everything. You went shopping. You went to the mall. You got drinks. You went out. And now, all of a sudden, she's out of your life. And that's because girls don't have that boom, that, like, let's talk about it and resolve it. It's, I'm going to keep it to myself. I'm not going to be direct. And then I'm going to hate you, and we're never going to talk again. That's the way that it is, unfortunately. And as I said, some people, when you try to be, that's just their character flaw. That's not even you. For instance, I had a friend who I became pretty close to, when I was at school. Like, it was one of those friendships where you just click right away and you start to share things at a very fast rate. You start to open up. You know, she has very similar interest in YouTube and her clothing style and her makeup style and her, like, she and I were just very similar people. And we met through a mutual friend at my college, and she and I actually ended up having the same class together. And so that was convenient. And then, long story short, I started to pick up and you know, I don't say this with any hate. I just kind of say this with sadness. Like, this is sad for me that it happened to me. So I noticed that, like, she began to only talk to me when she needed something from me. And that's a whole nother podcast episode. It's people using other people. But I noticed that she literally only hit me up when she needed something, when she and her boyfriend broke up and she wanted somebody to vent to who had also been through a long relationship ending. She would FaceTime me and cry and talk to me and vent to me, and I was there for her. But when I had surgery and she was one of the very few people who knew outside of my family, I didn't want many people to know, she didn't even check up on me once. She didn't come to my house once. She literally asked me one time, how are you feeling? And that was at least 1 month after I got the surgery. So I was, like, already recovered and starting walking around in daily life again. So it didn't even matter. She wasn't there for me during the surgery. And you know, then I was there for her throughout her breakup. She would always ask me almost every day by this point to sleep at her house, sleep over. And then I moved to my apartment in August, signed the lease in the summer, and graduated college, everything. And then I moved in August. And that whole summer, that was when she was asking me to always come to her house. And next thing you know, she never hits me up ever again. You know, like, I am, like, it just really hurt my freaking feelings. I'm like, you went from just hitting me up because I was convenient, I was close by, and I was a fun friend and also a knowledgeable friend who knew how to get through shit and had been through the same type of thing. And so you're going to use me for my support and my intelligence level. And then I move to my apartment. You don't ask me one time how grad school is. You don't ask me how my place is. Like, you don't care to be in my life anymore because I'm not a 5-minute drive from you anymore. And like, the one time that I ever talked to her after I moved was when she hit me up in around September. It was like the first month when I first started school. And she asked me to go to the club, and it was 11 p.m. It wasn't an appropriate time to hit me up. Like, I would have needed to get ready and everything. I was also coughing, like, in bed sick. And that was the only, I could tell that she just wanted another friend to go out with. She wanted a friend to make the group bigger. Like, maybe she did want to see me. Like, let's be real. Like, maybe she did miss me and she wanted to see me, but it was genuinely just because I live, you know, 10, 15 minute drive from the bars that she wanted to go to. So it was convenient for her that I would just Uber and meet her. She wouldn't have to go out of her way to see me. And so then I said in that conversation that I was sick and I couldn't go. And I also, it was 11 p.m. Why didn't you tell me before so I could get ready if I could go and I wasn't sick? And I simply said to her, like, why do you only hit me up when you need something? And she said, like, immediately got very defensive and said, I was just trying to invite you because it's been a while, I wanted to catch up. And I was like, well, I respect you enough to share a pattern that I've noticed with you, and it just hurts my feelings because I don't want to lie to you and say that I can't, but I'm actually, like, in bed coughing, but that does upset me that, like, you only would hit me up when it's convenient or you need something from me. And after I said all of that, like, in a couple of texts only, it wasn't even like it was a paragraph. It was literally maybe like 2-3 sentences. I never heard from the girl ever again. She never hit me up after that. She never apologized for even making me feel that way. She never asked me to kind of like be friends again and like talk about it. She just ghosted. I've never heard from her ever again. So that's like an example of, I say all that to say this, sometimes when you try to be that bigger person and you try to have that boom with the friend, and again, with the boom, that means to be direct, that means to solve it now so it doesn't become a problem later. When you try to take the initiative and effectively, correctly, you're not being my friend cussing me out because I whispered to my friend, don't drive her there, she's drunk, she's gonna make a fool of herself. Like, you know, I didn't even say that, but you know what I mean? Like, it's like when you try to, I say all that to say this, it's so difficult to say these concepts without revealing who it is or like to be more open about it. It's very difficult to make it anonymous, but I hope I'm illustrating the point well, that sometimes when you try to have that boom of, this is pissing me off, I want to let you know about it, a lot of girls just ghost. They don't know how to communicate back. They use their phone as a tool to just creep on your social media but not actually talk to you. Or they don't care about you anymore because you figured out their plan. You figured out their purpose. They use girls. They just want to be friends with girls for superficial, stupid reasons. And they don't actually care about you. And then one fight happens and the friendship ends. And it's sad because you can go from, as I said, speaking to somebody every day or every few days or every weekend hanging out, every weekend going to a restaurant, every weekend going to the clubs, like whatever it might be, having a ton of memories to literally basically nothing. You never hear from them again. I had another best friend that girl wasn't my best friend, but she was just like a friend that I became pretty close to in a really short period of time. And I had a best friend for 3 years, and this one's hard to talk about. I had a best friend for 3 years, and she fucked me over around my 21st birthday. She asked me to go to Cheesecake Factory with her, and because she wasn't 21 yet, she had a later birthday in the year. And then next thing you know, she got angry at something that I couldn't even put to words. I literally had no idea why she was mad. She asked me to take a photo of her. I was like, no, we're literally in the parking lot. And ever since I said no, she got so angry that I said no and never talked to me again. It hurt my feelings so bad. She bailed on my birthday. I asked her, oh, are we still going to Cheesecake Factory on Sunday? She said, I have work. She didn't even wish me happy birthday. That hurt, like, to this day. Like, that happened when I was 20, turning 21. It was, like, a couple days before I turned 21. I'm pretty sure it's, like, the last time I've ever talked to her. And that hurt my feelings bad because she and I were, like, sisters. We did everything together. We, you know, and honestly, like, I've wondered if she would ever hit me up again. Like, I've really wondered that because I thought that, you know, like, she and I did everything together. She, you know, we always went out to eat. We were always going to the mall. We were, if you're familiar with Pittsburgh, we would always be at Ross Park Mall. That was, like, our favorite spot. We were always going to restaurants and driving around. That was the thing that we loved to do. We loved to drive around and around and around Pittsburgh and just, like, blast rap music and make jokes. And we laughed at everything. We laughed at everything. Like, we were best friends for 3 years, and literally she just screwed me over around my 21st birthday, and I have really no idea what happened. I don't know. And she never hit me up again after that. And it just, like, girls are mean. Like, girls can be really mean. And, like, you know, I fucking, like, it, that's the thing. Like, you can still have love for a person. Like, I've genuinely wondered if she would ever hit me up again because we did everything together. Every weekend we were hanging out together. She would invite me to drive to her house to do homework together for school. Like, we were almost inseparable. And it made me wonder, like, why she never talked to me again, why she never asked to be my friend again. And that's the thing with girls. And honestly, like, this, I think that this podcast episode is a little bit longer from what I intended. I didn't mean to make it almost 1 hour. That's kind of, I want my podcast to be somewhere between, like, 35 and 50 minutes. I think that's kind of where I plan. But I think because I've had a lot of experience and I have a lot of knowledge on this topic, I don't know, it kind of hits on a weird nerve for me. It makes me feel, like, really sad in a lot of ways. But the problem is you can't choose the way that other, this is, I guess this is the overall, I'm always looking for a strategy, right? I'm always looking for a solution in my life and every problem. And with these type of things, sometimes there almost is no solution. You can't go into somebody's mind and understand why it is that they act in certain ways, why it is that they took what you said that was, like, a normal, honest thing and took it as, like, that's an attack and I'm never going to talk to them again. And that friendship of years, and so that friendship for months and months of doing everything together and hanging out, like, literally, even I was at that girl's house, like, almost every night. She would ask me to sleep over almost every night, and, like, it went from her just never talking to me again. And it's like, that hurt my feelings so badly. And so it's difficult to come up with a strategy because you can't go into other people's minds. You can't control what other people do. If they don't want to hit you up, they're not going to hit you up. You know, you could want them to, or you could want to kind of discuss what it is that fucking happened. Like, what the fuck happened, dude? Like, what happened? You could ask them that question, but potentially they might not know the answer, or they just are too insecure. Going back to effort and jealousy, they're too insecure to gain the effort of, I made a mistake, and so I am going to apologize, and I'm going to put in effort, and then we can reunite. Or, like, I noticed that I was being kind of a fake friend to you. I was not in a great place in life. I didn't understand who I was. And therefore, I cling to people who have something that I want myself. Or, you were always so kind to me, or always so fun, or we always went out, and therefore, I wanted a distraction, and I wasn't being a good friend. I'm so sorry. How about we reunite? Or, do you want to go grab coffee? Or, like, whatever the fuck it might be, you know? But girls don't know how to do that. Girls do not know how to do that. And so the solution is, you just kind of have to see who is going to hit you up and who's not, who has real intentions for you and who's not. Like, for instance, like, my, you know, one of my best friends, shout out to you, Danny, I fucking love you. She's like family to me at this point. We've known each other since we were in middle school. And she knows that, you know, I have really bad depression. It's really hard for me to live on the daily. And, you know, even, like, last week, like, whether she realized that it meant something to me or not, or she just wanted to be kind, she sent me a text that said, like, hey, boo, you know, just thinking of you, love you, like, have a good day or week, like, something simple and short like that. And, like, whether she knew that that meant something to me or not, like, that meant a lot to me, you know, just look like that. I don't know, just people are thinking about you, or people are not thinking about you, and you need to understand and kind of really be aware of who's going to show you that they're thinking about you and who's not, and who's going to show you that they value your feelings and who doesn't value your feelings. Or it just, and really, and sometimes be open. Like, people make mistakes, people fuck up, people do hurtful things. Something that I really recently figured out and learned is that people don't deliberately do things to hurt you. People do things accidentally because, unless they have diagnosed ASPD, they're a sociopath or psychopath, and they don't care. In their autonomic nervous system, they don't care when they hurt people. But for the most part, people don't hurt people on purpose. They hurt people by accident because they don't know how much they're actually hurting you. So just be aware that people make mistakes and be open. Be open. And if somebody texts you and contacts you from your past, just listen to them. Listen to what they have to say and reunite with them if you'd like to. So that's really all I have to say for now. And honestly, this is almost 1 hour and it's crazy. I really hope that this touched somebody or it made you feel connected. If you are a girl and you struggle with female friendships as I have, I hope this, you know, gave you some insight on this sort of thing. And I don't know, this was a really interesting thing for me, I guess, to talk about, because there's so many layers to it, you know? So that's about all. Thank you for listening, and it's about to be 1 hour. Have a good day, and bye-bye.